say that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I say a garlic a day keeps everybody away.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
What makes you laugh? My dog makes me laugh. When I surveyed 300 dog owners for my book, Tricks My Dog Taught Me About Life, Love, and God, I asked them, does your dog make you laugh? 96% were almost insulted. Yes, they replied. Only 12 checked the no box. None explained why. Here are a few of the ways my dog makes me laugh. You ready? Mojo falls asleep on her back, legs in the air. She spent an hour howling at a ceramic rabbit lawn ornament in our front yard. One day, for no reason at all, she dragged a tree branch up the front step. It was 10 times her size. After a bath, she propels herself from carpet to carpet, snorting, plunging her nose into couches and shoes and blankets. Anything to remove the horrible smell of extra fortified vanilla baby shampoo. When this dog was a pup, she would see me walking through the yard, and suddenly a furball would blur past me, racing in frantic circles for no reason at all, madly dashing between my legs, reversing course, then doing it again. You know, if you can observe such behavior without laughing, no psychologist in all the world can help you. Dogs bring out the goofy in us. Take these actual classified ads as evidence. Free Yorkshire Terrier, 8 years old, hateful little dog, bites. Free puppies, half cocker spaniel, half sneaky neighbor's dog. Found, dirty white dog, looks like a rat, been out a while, better be a reward. The power of laughter to bring joy to life is indisputable. Just ask 288 dog owners why their dogs make them laugh. Here are some of my favorite answers. He picks up the dog dish and brings it to me if it's empty. Her tail wags so hard her entire backside swings. If he's in trouble, he hides his head and won't look at you. Thinks the fireplace is an exit door. When I sing, he sings with me. She plays fetch by herself. Chews on empty water bottles. It sounds like a popcorn popper. She happy piddles when my husband comes home. He doesn't laugh at this. Buries bones and toys in the corners of the room. Gets so excited at the slightest hint of cheese. She's 50 pounds and thinks she's a lap dog. A dog can remind us to lighten up. No one will die because we spilled eggs on the supermarket floor. Unless they slip on them, of course. So laugh and find a mop. When I had the joy of experiencing a colonoscopy for the first time, I was delighted that this horrific procedure would be performed an hour from home because I wanted no one who was remotely familiar noticing me. But the first nurse who met me said, "Are you Phil?" She said she had heard me speak somewhere, that I had really helped her through a tough spell. Then she offered me explicit instructions on disrobing and handed me a gown the same size as a French bathing suit. Another nurse arrived to lead me down the hall to the guillotine. She smiled and said, "I love your books." "Knock me out," I begged. I was looking around for my dignity. About an hour later, I awoke to discover that she had graciously obliged on the knocking me out. I have yet to meet a couple whose marriage is in trouble, a boss whose staff is out of joint, or the pastor of a church going through a nasty split who tells me, "You know our problem? We just laughed too much together." Laughter is the smile of God on a troubled world. "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous," writes King David in Psalm 32, "and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." As believers in Jesus, we have every reason to rejoice, even through the tough times. So, whenever you get the chance today, go ahead and howl.
Here's a special message from Phil Calloway.
Hi, it's that Calloway guy. I wanted to let you know that Laugh Again is a listener-supported ministry. Your financial support is what keeps our program on the air and helps provide our resources free of charge. June is our fiscal year end. Would you consider a special gift this month to help us reach our fiscal goal of $40,000? I'd be so grateful. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth, bringing laughter to life.